Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about how you can find joy in the traditions this time of year.
There's a quote from Rita Barreto Craig that says, "Traditions touch us, connect us, and expand us." And that's what we're going to be talking about, specifically around those traditions for the two of you as a couple. Yet we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug is really, this is our high five to you, mm-hmm. right? This is the look at what you've done in your marriage. And this hug comes from a post that we were tagged in on Instagram. That starts with date your spouse. It is so important. It matters. It's holy. It honors God. Dates got you to the place that you wanted to marry your spouse. So to stay married and connected and have a thriving marriage, you must continue to date your spouse. For the first time in 4 years, we've been blessed this fall to be able to work it back into our regular schedule, protecting one day per week as a Sabbath, a day to rest, play, have fun, refuel, do something life-giving, connect with God and each other. Let me just say, it's not easy. We have to fight for it. Everything comes against it, but it's biblical. It's saying we trust God to do more with 6 days than we can do on our own in 7 days. As we put Him first, each other second, and trust Him with our schedule, our time, and everything else. We are also committed to doing some intentional investing back into our marriage this season. We are absolutely loving going through the Six Pillars of Intimacy together with From One Extraordinary Marriage and the Adventure Challenge Couples Edition for fun and creative date ideas. I love that pairing. Mm-hmm. Our favorite date day so far, you guys, here's a super fun creative date day. Listen to this, what they said. Going to a thrift store, each buying an outfit for the other to wear, a minimum of 3 items, giving each other a new name for the day, wearing the outfit out in public, doing a public activity together, and asking a stranger to take our picture. I literally laughed and smiled all day, nonstop. How amazing, right? Here's a couple that is just working dates back into their schedule, coming up with creative ways to do it. And I know that that's one of the activities there in the Adventure Challenge book. But getting into this place of saying, "Hey, what does it look like to put us first?" Mm-hmm. And what are the rewards? And you know, when your face hurts from smiling so much and laughing, that's a good day.
Mm-hmm. That's a good day. Absolutely.
And it really ties into recreational intimacy, which is a lot of what this focus of this particular episode is about in terms of traditions. And, you know, this time of year, there's a lot of traditions that families embrace, maybe not embrace, but they do it because it's tradition. You know, those things that you do every year that really signal that it's the holiday season, mm-hmm. right? That Christmas is upon us. And, you know, Merriam-Webster defines traditions as the handing down of information, beliefs or customs by word or mouth or by example from one generation to another. And I thought about that, you know, as preparing for this episode, because so many of the traditions I think that people think about are the ones that we're giving to our kids, right? How are we passing that down? What do we do with our kids and for our kids? And really the focus of this episode is what are the traditions that the two of you as a couple are modeling for your kids?
And I think also you can get caught in the traditions that our parents set up and we're still trying to live out their traditions and what they, and we can do that. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, how do we forge that new path that's going to be our traditions? Because I remember there was a time for us where it was like, yeah, we're trying to create these traditions for our kids to see. We want them to enjoy this time and in other times. Mm-hmm. And yet I also remember there were other traditions that we were also a part of.
Right. And you know, when it comes to this idea of finding joy in tradition, I mean, some of it is determining the ones that you want to do mm-hmm. as husband and wife, and also the ones that maybe, and I said this to a couple in a coaching session today, maybe you need to let go of, right? Yeah. Because there's that tension, right? It's so easy for couples to lose themselves in the hustle and bustle of this season to do all the things for everyone else and put marriage on hold. But marriage doesn't do very well when it's put on hold. I actually think that marriage can only go one of two ways, and you know, not doing anything is not really an option. Your marriage is either growing or it's not growing. Being put on hold generally falls into the we're not growing, we're not staying connected type of aspect. And so it's so important to get into this place of saying, wait a minute, let's evaluate. There's nothing wrong with evaluating, have an awareness of where the two of you are.
And how are you staying connected and close throughout this holiday season, which is what intimacy is.
Right.
Right? When we speak about the six pillars of intimacy and we say intimacy, it's that closeness and connection. It's the simplest way to look at it. Mm-hmm. And right now, when you're looking at, you know, finding joy in traditions, how are you guys staying close and connected?
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing for yourselves as a couple? Mm-hmm. Because yes, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do with the kids. And I will tell you, there were countless Christmases where in our marriage, it was all about for the kids. And we were kind of like an afterthought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? It was interesting because as I was thinking about this episode and what did we do? What were the traditions that maybe you and I had when the children were younger? And
you could actually think of one?
I did.
Wow. And it
was around our sexual intimacy. And it was the tradition of, because we stayed at mom and dad's, and we typically always had lunch over at the aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. So what we would end up doing is after eating and everything, we would always find a way to sneak out and say we had to go find something or get something. And we would rush back over to mom and dad's house and have sex. And that was something that we did around our sexual intimacy.
But I can only think of doing that like two or three times.
No, we did it more than that, honey.
Really?
Yes.
And I think of that more.
We spent every Christmas up there.
No. I know we did that, but like I can only think of doing that. Like I don't remember doing that when the kids were little. I remember that doing that as like, engaged couple, and like newlyweds. I don't remember. That's amazing to me because I totally am like, we did that when the kids were little.
Yeah, well, I think those were those years too, where and we've talked about this before that. You know, with our second child, Andrew, passing the day after our oldest in that Christmas.
In December,
it really took you out for probably a good 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. The holidays and especially Christmas were very difficult for you. Mm-hmm. And I really do believe there are times that you just sort of said, you know.
I probably don't have a lot of memories of Christmas.
You went through it but as much as maybe you don't remember it, I do, as us stealing away and just finding some time for us with everything else that was going on, because Alex would be doing like his Lego set.
Yeah.
Abby would be doing something with mom or dad. And we would just be like, all right, we forgot something over at the house, or we're going to just go grab a little something just to get out right now. And then we'd come back about a half hour later or something.
Yay me. I totally don't remember that when the kids were little. And that, you know, it's an interesting just side note.
And I don't get mad at anybody. There are times when you have to have grace around certain things. And I do believe when our spouse goes through something traumatic, and we may both go through traumatic situations, like Elise and I did in that time, we dealt with it differently. Mm-hmm. We dealt with it vastly differently. And so this many years later, I mean, we're talking 18 years later, there's no reason to hold on to it on my side. I've let it go long ago, and there's extending grace. And so mm-hmm. in this conversation, I'm not frustrated with Elisa that she didn't know about it, nor would I question her at all. Mm-hmm. I love her unconditionally. And the best thing I could do if we weren't behind these mics right now, I would be just giving her a big old hug, and I would just hold her in my arms and just tell her I love her. That's it. It's okay. Like, cool. You don't remember those? I do. And you know what? I can share those with you.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's all right because we can make some new traditions.
Yeah, because I totally remember.
That we both can remember.
I totally remember. I remember the Lego sets because there was probably a good decade plus that Alex got Lego sets. And so everybody was always building Lego sets. And it's really interesting because I hadn't thought about that in regard to this particular episode. But, you know, sometimes there are those really traumatic seasons that can rob you of the joy. and specifically in this case, you know, our son Alex was born on December 13th. Our son Andrew came into existence, was born, died December 14th. Mm-hmm. And Christmas is 11 days later. Y'all can do the math. Like Tony said, very, very challenging time for a long time. And, mm-hmm. and it did, you know, as I look back now and as he even brings that up, you know, there were many, many years where Christmas for me was about performance.
Mm-hmm.
Just checking all the boxes and make sure everything was done, because that was a protection for me of not having to deal with my emotions. And, you know, working through that and getting to a place where it's like, okay, what does that look like again? Because, you know, I want to share with all of you what it means when the two of you have those traditions that are just the two of you. Mm-hmm. And what that means, because we asked the question this past week on Instagram, and now that Tony and I are even having this conversation, and guys, what you don't know is we don't sit here before an episode and like go in depth onto what we're going to talk about and how we're going to talk about it. And, you know, all of the little nuances. Tony's like, give me the 30-second rundown. And so I'm like, okay, you know, here are the bullet points. And then we get behind the microphones. So I did not know that our journey with Andrew was going to come up. That's just totally a God conversation woven into it.
Yeah.
But it ties in so much to what you all shared with us about why having these traditions are so important, because of how it, you know, creates connection and deepens the intimacy. And here's what you said about why it's important to have these traditions with your spouse. You guys used phrases like, it gives us an opportunity to be all in with each other during such a busy season. It's a great time to reflect and look forward at the same time.
Hmm.
It brings us closer together. These times together have been some of our happiest moments. It's important to my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having unity and connection.
Mm.
And there were so many words in there. I'm hearing words like opportunity and reflection and closer and happiest and unity and connection. And I will tell you, I was reading this and I'm like, dang, don't we all want more of that in our marriages? Like, what shifts if you are looking at your spouse and you're like, let's take advantage of an opportunity?
Mm.
What shifts if it's like, hey, you know what? I want to dream with you again. Let's dream. I literally said this to a coaching client yesterday. We were talking about just some strategies for his marriage. And he's like, Alisa, he goes, I want to sit down and do some vision work before the end of the year. And I'm like, absolutely. You need to reflect. Where have you been? Mm-hmm. And what do you want 2023 to look like? You know, what does it mean if you go into January closer, more unified, more connected, feeling happy, feeling important, right? What shifts when that happens in your marriage? And when you're like, wow, we wrapped up this year and we're heading into next year, and this is amazing. And what happens if we as extraordinary couples go against the narrative that says, and there are a lot of narratives when it comes to Christmas and what Christmas should look like in families, but there are a lot of narratives that say, you know what, this is just all for the kids. Christmas is about the kids, right? Or, well, you know what, if you're a good friend and a good family member, you'll attend everything that's on the calendar between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Or maybe the narrative that, you know, just kind of goes on repeat that says, there's not going to be enough time to get everything done. I will be running on E for 5 weeks.
Mm.
And, you know, I match that up because as I was preparing for this episode for all of you, and I'm hearing all of these statements that you made about how amazing it is to have these traditions as couples. And I'm thinking about this narrative or these narratives that say, you know, it's not about you and you're going to be busy and you're not going to have enough time. And I found myself thinking, well, what happens if we flip that on its head? What happens if the one family says, you know what, everybody else can do that, but not us. We're not buying into that. We're going to actually look at the calendar, understand that there's things on the calendar that we are going to go to, understanding that there are kids' activities and recitals and presents to wrap and all that kind of stuff. But say as a collective, we want to go into January joyful. We want to be able to find joy in the things that we do this month, because we know that if we can find joy now, the launch that we're going to have for the new year is going to be epic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we want to talk about how the two of you can do that when we come back from this break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back, and we're talking about how the two of you can embrace your couple's traditions this time of year. And I want to say from the get-go that embarking on a tradition, doing something, like, it doesn't have to be epic amounts of time or money, right? There are traditions that cost $0.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a tradition can be as short as something that's maybe like 10 or 15 minutes to, yeah, some of you will spend significant amounts of time, but that's a choice. Right? It's about finding what's meaningful to the two of you, because what Tony and I have as traditions, we're going to share a couple of ours, may not be the same ones that you choose. We're good with that. We never want you guys to be us. We want you to be the best versions of yourself that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody needs another Tony and Elisa.
No, you guys do what's going to be best for you. So that way you have the extraordinary marriage you desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we come here and we go, hey, what have we done? What have others in the one family done? So that way it starts to percolate. It starts to make you think. For some of you, you're listening right now and you're like, oh, we have our traditions.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Like, go full on. Like, live them up. Enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Others are going, yeah, we had some, but they sort of fallen off. They're not really joyful.
Mm.
They're sort of more of a... It's sort of a drag.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, how about we find a new one this year? And for some of you, you've never had them. Or maybe you've contemplated them. You've had family ones like from your family or your spouse's family. And yet you're still trying to come up with traditions that are your own.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're still like in this place of like, who are we? Like, mm-hmm. What is our family? What do we do like as a husband and a wife that's a tradition that we want to be doing now until... We're 100 years old,
mm-hmm.
You know? And so wherever you may be, take these, mm-hmm. Listen to them and put them into play. Maybe some of them are going to work for you. Some of them you're like, eh, that wouldn't be us. Go find your own. But hopefully what we're doing here is just stirring you enough,
mm-hmm.
To just go, all right, this is something we can do. And for those of you who had them, like, think about them and the joy that it does bring, because so often we can see the glass half full, mm-hmm. Or half empty.
Half empty.
You always
see the glass half full, so you wouldn't even think glass
empty. I know.
Empty.
And a lot of times it really is 7/8 full.
Mm-hmm.
And we live a blessed life and we have so much to be grateful for. And in this time, it's just taking some time for one another,
mm-hmm.
Making your marriage a priority, finding a tradition that brings you both joy.
Yeah. I mean, here's some of the ideas that you guys shared with us. Apples and board games on Christmas Eve. I could totally see us doing games on Christmas Eve, you and me.
I don't understand the apples.
It was on there.
I don't know if the apples is a part of the board game or like you're eating. Is it like apple pie? Is it like something with the apple?
It's an Instagram response.
Okay.
Apples and board games. That's their tradition.
Okay.
Filling his stocking on St. Nicholas Day.
Yeah.
I love that. Which actually makes me think, I know a couple years ago, we got a picture from a couple who, one of their traditions, they actually have his and her stockings, but they're the bedroom stockings, which means they only stay in and get filled in the bedroom because it's like their sexy stockings.
I like that.
And so that was super fun to get that picture years ago. Date weekend. Pulling a mattress to the living room and spending the entire weekend in bed by the fire and the Christmas tree.
Wow.
Which is so funny because we have friends who don't have kids. And apparently this pulling the mattress into the living room thing is like a really big deal because we had dinner with them the other night.
Yeah, that's like, right. They shared that with us.
Yeah, we do this every once in a while. And I'm like, I don't think
we ever have. Our bed is too heavy, one.
Well, we've got the whole upstairs down. Like it would be.
But it's not something we've ever thought about. Like for us, like laying on the couch is totally cool.
Well, and we have a big sectional so we can kind of make it like a bed.
But even when we did it, like laying on the couch just watching football or, you know, one of our traditions over the years is laying on that couch and watching the movie Elf.
Okay, I still laugh. I don't care how many times I've seen the movie. I still laugh when he's crossing the street and gets hit and like.
By the taxi cab.
The taxi cab. We've probably seen the movie 100 times, but every year. Yeah. At one point, like typically we watch it as a family at some point in time, but there are times when Tony like, want to watch Elf?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's always a good one. Wearing matching pajamas. Yeah. This has become a big one over the years. And I think at one point in time, you made us wear matching pajamas. I'm not big into the pajama thing, like personally, but I wore them on Christmas Day.
You did.
I'd wear them. Like, hey, some of these traditions, you may not be all sold out for it. And yet, you know what?
Well, I have coaching clients and they backed this up from Christmas and brought it into Thanksgiving, but she had gotten them matching shirts for Thanksgiving.
Matching shirts.
Yeah. Like they were wearing like Thanksgiving,
like a turkey on
she
it.
She didn't show me the picture, but you know, doing kind of the matching thing mm-hmm. might be the thing that the two of you do.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. I think it's cool.
What else?
Cutting down the Christmas tree together. We did. Well, here in California, you don't cut down Christmas trees. There's nowhere to go get a,
there are Christmas tree farms.
Right. But there's nowhere really in California where you would go somewhere and cut a Christmas tree and
Let's say Southern California. Southern coastal California.
All right. Well, even when we lived up in the desert or anything, you're not cutting down a Christmas tree in
the
desert.
What about that Christmas tree farm where your parents went to a million moons ago? Didn't they cut down trees there? Like, I remember going there when we were like dating. I mean, that was almost 30 years ago.
Off the 60?
Yeah. That was a Christmas tree farm. They picked out their Christmas trees.
No, I know which one it is, honey. It's seared in my head. And every time I drive to go see mom, I see it there. And the Christmas trees are like behemoth size now because it's overrun. And it's no longer a Christmas tree farm. That place, I think we would cut. I don't know if we would cut it down, but we'd pick it out and somebody would come cut it for us.
But that was.
Yes.
And that's Southern California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how many years ago is that?
Well, at least 30.
Oh, yeah.
28, because I remember.
Like, but I'm saying us.
Yeah,
like,
no, we've never done that. We don't even do a real tree. So for those of you that have judgment on people with artificial trees, that's us because our kids don't like the smell of pine. And I like having the Christmas tree up for a really long time.
Yeah, because this last year we had our Christmas tree up till Easter. We had peeps all over it.
It was a Valentine's Day tree and then it became an Easter tree.
Yeah. All right. Opening stockings and gifts together Christmas morning. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's always fantastic. Reading the nativity story from Matthew and Luke together. I think that's, two great accounts of the birth of Jesus.
Singing Christmas carols together. That would totally be like, I love Christmas songs. And it's so funny now because now that like my entire family is gone and I don't have anybody to drive around, like, it used to be right around Thanksgiving when they would start playing the Christmas songs.
I think I just learned something new. Hold on.
Yeah.
You like Christmas songs.
Yeah, I do. Don't you remember, like, Alex and I would come home all those times I would take him for football and stuff, and we'd be singing about the hippopotamus song and that type of thing. Don't you remember? I've played you the hippopotamus song.
Oh, I love the hippopotamus song. It is one of your favorite songs, but... this is one of those places where I'm just having sort of a like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because any other time of year, and when it comes to music or songs in general,
not my favorite.
you walk in like when I have music on and you're like yelling
that
at
happened today.
You're yelling at Alexa to volume down and I can barely even hear the music. So for you to be like, oh my gosh.
I would totally have Christmas songs playing right now.
Okay. Well, let's play Christmas songs all day long, honey.
Tony's like, if I'm not going to get yelled at.
Watching Scrooge while we wrap Christmas presents. That's great.
And you can substitute in for that one for yourselves. You can substitute in any of the Christmas movies. I remember one year we asked what your favorite Christmas movie was and literally any Christmas movie that had ever been produced made it onto the list. There were like 100 Christmas movies.
That's funny.
Cooking together, making sugar cookies.
And I'm going to put a plug in on here. For the Position Post magazine. Each and every month, we produce the Position Post magazine. It's an amazing resource for married couples. It's the only digital magazine out there for married couples. And one of the departments we have in that is by somebody in the One Family, and she does an amazing job each and every month to do a department called Cooking with Love. Mm-hmm. And I was looking through the issue, the upcoming issue, and just seeing what she created and going, oh my gosh, Alisa, we need to do this. Because it is. It's one of those things where you and I even just recently have just cut out eating out a little bit more. Just cutting out, especially dinner time, because mm-hmm. it's just you and I and just getting in the kitchen together and we'll go grocery shopping and then we'll come home and we're cooking. And mm-hmm. it may not be like we have this like orchestra going on, like we know exactly where we're moving in together within the kitchen, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like looking at that. And so just looking at the magazine today going, man, this one is really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put a link here in the episode notes for you guys if you want to pick up the Position Pose magazine.
Another, you know, kind of tied in with that cooking together is making cookies together, right? This is a great time where, you know, a lot of people will do cookie exchanges, but making that something the two of you do together. You know, I think a lot of these, like you can look at this list and, you know, go, oh, but that would be so much fun to do with the kids. Sure. Mm. Sure it would. Like, great. We have kids, you guys. Like, we do things with our children. But I want to bring it back to the fact of what do the two of you do for yourselves and for your marriage in this season, right? Maybe, you know, some of the other ones that we didn't put on here, and one of the ones that Tony and I really, like, this was a tradition I remember. Like, our kids don't enjoy going and looking at Christmas lights so much. They haven't ever. Like, even when they were little, they didn't get excited about being out with the crowds. But we live in a neighborhood that mm-hmm. puts on an epic. All of the houses in like, a five block, six block area. I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
They're all part of like this whole Christmas light extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. And Christmas
Card Lane.
This is Christmas Card Lane.
Yeah.
Here.
There's a few different ones here in San Diego that all have their own names. And so Tony and I, we'll just, you know, go grab a hot chocolate and walk the neighborhood and just, you know, ooh and ah, and, you know, look at the house that's got, you know, like 50,000 lights on it. And yeah, they actually have a sign every year telling you exactly how many lights, and just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What's important is what does it look like for the two of you to have a conversation this week and really get into this place of saying, what are the couples traditions, not the family traditions, not the ones that have been passed down or whatever. What are the couples traditions that are really meaningful or important to you? What are the ones that maybe off of this list, or, you know, somebody else was talking about, and you're like, that might be kind of fun for us to put our own spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is the week to have that conversation. It's the beginning of December. You got time.
Yep.
You got time. Right? But make a decision that you're going to do something. Be decisive and make it happen. Don't get to January being all grumpy that you didn't do anything for your marriage in the month of December. Like, I'm telling you, if you don't do anything, you will be grumpy. Instead, be decisive, be intentional, take action, and take that joy into the new year, because it makes the new year look a whole lot different when you're feeling joyful about your marriage and your spouse.
Yeah, that's so good. You guys go out there. Have fun. Have fun with those traditions that you may already have or ones that you are going to start. Either way, strengthen your recreational intimacy this week, this month. Put it on your calendar. Take a moment. Just jot down a time. It could be one day. It could be a couple of days this month that it's just going to be the two of you going out, strengthening your recreational intimacy around the holidays, doing a tradition or starting a tradition that the two of you would enjoy. So go for it. Have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you guys next week. Love you guys.